This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Russian invasion of Ukraine touched off protests inside Russia and around the world.
Thousands of Russians took to the streets of more than 50 major cities, including Moscow, demanding an end to the war started by their president, Vladimir Putin. Protesters chanting no to war. In Budapest, Hungary, the crowd calls Putin a terrorist.
Putin, where are you? Putin, where are you?
Outside the White House Thursday evening.
Stand with Ukraine! Stand with Ukraine!
The United Nations Security Council votes Friday on a resolution condemning Russia's actions. It will be vetoed by Russia. A similar measure will be voted on by the UN General Assembly, where no member nation has veto power. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. President Joe Biden imposed additional sanctions Thursday that he said will impose severe costs on the Russian economy following Russian President Vladimir Putin's sweeping invasion of Ukraine. The new sanctions target Russian banks, oligarchs, and high-tech sectors. Biden said that over time, the sanctions would squeeze Russian assets and impair its economic growth. Biden stopped short of sanctioning Putin's personal assets, but said that remains a possibility if warfare escalates further. While lawmakers have come together to condemn Russian President Putin's invasion of Ukraine, the response to the Biden administration's latest sanctions remained divided along party lines. Nancy Pelosi praised President Biden's remarks, responding to the largest military offensive in Europe in more than 70 years. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the sanctions were limited to and should have been more toward Russia's elite. This is VOA News. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said Thursday Ukraine had lost control over the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear plant after a fierce battle with Russian troops. Shmyhal said there were no casualties on the Ukrainian side. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had announced several hours earlier Thursday that Russian forces were trying to seize Chernobyl's nuclear plant. The plant was the site of the world's worst nuclear accident when a nuclear reactor exploded back in 1986, spewing a radioactive cloud across Europe. The plant lies about 130 kilometers north of the capital, Kyiv. A Ukrainian official said Russian shelling hit a radioactive waste repository, and increase in radiation levels, that is, was reported in the area. The British government has decided to expand a program allowing some Hong Kong residents to settle in the UK, providing a potential lifeboat for thousands of young people seeking to escape increasingly repressive Chinese rule in the former British colony. The British National Overseas, or BNO, scheme that gives millions of Hong Kong residents a chance of British citizenship was launched 13 months ago. The move came after the Chinese government imposed a national security law on Hong Kong, which critics say has restricted the city's freedoms. Previously, only Hong Kong residents born before 1997, when the city was handed back to Britain, were eligible to apply for citizenship through the scheme. Britain-based Hong Kong Watch, a nonprofit organization monitoring human rights and freedoms, released a statement welcoming the news, saying it will provide a lifeline to many young Hong Kongers whose only option up until now was applying for asylum. A federal jury convicted three former Minneapolis police officers of violating George Floyd's civil rights. The former officers charged with depriving Floyd of his right to medical care when fellow officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee onto the 46-year-old black man's neck for 9.5 minutes. The May 2020 video killing of Floyd triggered protests worldwide and a reexamination of racism and policing. And a new report out shows more than half of U.S. abortions are now done with pills rather than surgery. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.